It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
You move me, Kurt. And this duet would just be an excuse to spend more time with you.
This is a clip from the hugely popular TV show Glee. It's about a high school glee club. And in that scene, Blaine, who's played by Darren Criss, declares his love for Kurt, who's played by Chris Colfer. Now, what you didn't hear was their kiss, which became one of the most talked about moments of that season. And Glee is just one of many shows on TV right now that feature gay characters. And Edward Schiappa, a professor of communication studies at the University of Minnesota, has been looking into this. For the past decade, he's been studying the correlation between more gay characters on TV and public attitudes about gays and lesbians.
Really, with the emergence of the extraordinarily popular Will and Grace show, more and more Americans, sort of from the safety of their armchair, could learn a bit about gay people who they might not otherwise have learned from real life.
That was a turning point, Will and Grace, you say, even though there were gay characters on television before Will and Grace premiered in 1998, but that was a turning point.
I think there was a turning point simply because of two factors. One is it was enormously popular. So the popularity of that show and the fact that there were two major gay male characters in the show who were very different allowed the show to do what I call important category work. And what I mean by that is, you know, there were some critics who said, well, Will isn't gay enough and Jack's too gay. Well, actually, that's great because you learn that there's diversity within that category that you had in your head before of gay men.
Will, what do you think? Too gay?
Yeah, definitely. But the shirt's good.
So viewers saw Will, and he was this kind of straight-laced attorney, and Jack was more sort of flamboyant. But, I mean, they were characters that were likable, and people could identify with them in some way, even if they weren't gay or they didn't know gay people.
Right. And what our research found was that a couple ingredients, if you will, can lead to attitude change. One of those ingredients is, which you just nailed, is, you know, are they likable or are they trustworthy? Are they attractive? There's research that says if they're attractive, it can influence your attitudes. The other part of the mix is, are you learning things through their behaviors and observing them that you didn't know about that category beforehand? If so, then the more complicated your category of whatever it is, lesbians, gay men, the less likely you are to reduce them down to a stereotype.
When Ellen DeGeneres came out on her show Ellen in 1997, and of course in real life, that was a big deal. I mean, that was a huge sort of television moment.
Why can't I say the word? I mean, why can't I just say I'm gay?
Yes, it was a big deal. It was certainly a symbolic breakthrough, but I think that there was a lot of other heavy lifting left to be done, which at least in part has been done.
Let me ask you about the show Modern Family. This is the most popular show in the United States today. Not only does it prominently feature a gay couple, but a gay couple that has a child and is in the process of adopting a second child.
Cam, what's the scribble on the Vanity Fair about an adoption agency?
Oh, yeah, they called to say they wanted to reschedule our home visit.
When? Why didn't you tell me that this is kind of important?
Well, when does it say?
Well, who knows? It disappears into Jennifer Aniston's hair. You gotta get a better system.
There is nothing wrong with my system. Ask me anything about any upcoming event and I can tell you when and where it is.
When is the adoption agency visit?
Okay, is that a five or a curl? Oh, I hope Jen's finally found love.
This is a show that's won awards from Catholic organizations. Mitt Romney has talked about Modern Family as a show that he really likes. It seems to attract wide appeal, and yet it does have a gay couple at its core.
The idea of there being a gay couple who have children is much more in the mainstream now than it certainly has been recognized at almost any time prior to that. So there's no question that that show is doing what I've described before as category work. It's changing our understanding of what gay men are like, and particularly as parents.
Now that we're increasingly seeing gay married couples on TV, not just in Modern Family, but also in Grey's Anatomy, this seems to be more and more of a trend. And apparently next season NBC will be introducing more programs that include gay married couples. What's your sense of how that is going to impact how the American public thinks about this issue?
Part of it, of course, is going to depend on how those portrayals are, because if they're not sympathetic or positively portrayed...
I mean, so far they have been.
That's right. So those portrayals, if they continue to be sympathetic, will only contribute to that larger sea change that we see across society, really, in terms of the attitudes towards gay marriage.
That's Professor Edward Chiappa. He heads the Communication Studies Department at the University of Minnesota, talking about the correlation between gay TV characters and public opinion. Professor Chiappa, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.